Hello and good morning from Catalonia. It's David and I'm walking my dog. And in the background you might be able to hear them with their strimmers and chainsaws and cutting down trees and stuff. So they like to do that because the forests around here get very dry, and so they have to have an area that is going to be like a fire barrier or something. So they clear all the forest in those areas and hopefully make it safer for us. I've seen one of these fires around here. The last one I saw in the distance, it was across the other side of the valley, but it was huge. Took pictures of it from this side of the valley, and it was standing out and looking quite splendicious, if you're a pyromaniac, from where I was taking a photo. Anyway, Lee Rigby. Now there's a name to conjure with these days, isn't it? Those Islamic bastards decided that one day they was going to go out and kill someone, a soldier who was off duty. So he wasn't able to defend himself because obviously he wouldn't have had a gun with him. He was in London, Woolwich. And I'm not sure exactly how it happened. I didn't see it completely on the news, but they ran him over with the car and then decided they were going to try and chop his head off with a bloody cleaver. And then you got these Islam apologists that turn around and say, oh, Islam's the religion of peace. And we know that's not true. I've listened to Richard Dawkins talking about the Quran, and he's read it. I'm not going to read a pile of shit because it's any of these religious books ain't worth spending the time on. If you only read one book, I mean, you're not going to have much of an idea of the world, are you? Anyway, so there you go. They've killed him and tried to cut his head off, and then these people are trying to apologise for it and say that Islam is about peace. And as I say, Richard Dawkins said that only about the first minimum, say, of 5% or 10% of the book was about peace, and the rest of it is about killing people. Talking about if you are part of the faith, you are Muslim, then you decide that you don't want to be, then they can kill you. If you are a non-believer in that thing and you're an infidel, then they can kill you. And it's all a bit disgusting, really, isn't it? I mean, it's the Christian faith doesn't have a lot to say for it either, because they had the Crusades and all that. They'd go out and kill anyone that wasn't a Christian. And then, of course, you had other Christian activities that they go up to, like saying women were witches, and then giving them a chance to prove themselves by ducking them in a water. And if they drowned, they weren't a witch. If they managed to live, then they must be a witch, so they burnt them. So Christianity hasn't got any sort of good things to say for itself in comparison to Islam. And as you know, I'm an atheist. And, well, it just goes to show. It's another nail in the coffin of religions for all right-thinking people in the world. Even those that are still religious people, because they were brought up that way by their parents, are going to start be thinking, well, there's something wrong about this. And they're going to start thinking for themselves. They're going to look for truth. They're going to look for a way out of this stupid idea of you have to believe because I said I believe, because you have to believe. You have to believe because this book says you have to believe. Or you have to believe because your parents said you have to believe. And that's not right. You've got to think about these things for yourself. And, well, if people don't get out of this spiral of stupid belief, then things, more bad things could happen. I mean, we've only got to look at what the Americans call 9/11 and various other things around the world which are religious inspired. And there's going to be a backlash from the Christians, and there's going to be religious wars. I mean, there is to a certain extent already. And on Twitter, I've seen it already to a certain extent, where I saw a few tweets from somebody. I interviewed him for my Mac Podcasters podcast that I did. And he's into promoting all things English, which is a noble cause. And he doesn't like the way that the English way of life is being diluted by too many foreigners coming in. I mean, he's a bit xenophobic. He's not that fond of foreigners altogether, really. And, well, we're all people of the world, so it shouldn't matter really where you're born, but it's, a lot of times religion, it's the dividing line that, people in England there are saying, oh, we want Sharia law. Well, if you want Sharia law, go to a place where Sharia law is available, like Saudi Arabia. Don't try and implement it into England. Anyway, I can see these sort of things coming from these English Defence League people. And they're rightly upset and annoyed by this. I mean, they're disgusted by the fact that a soldier just going about his business on the streets of London has got killed in a pretty macabre sort of way. And there's going to be a backlash, and things are going to get nasty. And it started off with religion. I mean, it's not all about religion. And multiculturalism is not completely a bad thing. I mean, I'm an Englishman living in Spain, and I think we should mix and match and have influences in our lives that are not just the narrow way that we're brought up because of where we live and whatever. But at the same time, when it starts to say there should be violence happening on those that don't believe, or there should be violence happening on those that are from other cultures, just because they're from other cultures, then I don't agree with that. I'm a pacifist, I'm an atheist, and I'm just totally disgusted that religion's still having such a big part to play in modern life, and it shouldn't. And one of the things that's a bit of a worry as well is the fact that the Christianity side of things, apart from in the Bible Belt in America, is kind of waning to a certain extent. You know, the Western world is where you've had a lot of Christianity, and people are getting a bit fed up of the way that the Christian faith have been trying to tell people what to do, and there's been all this sort of thing with paedophile priests and whatever else, and quite rightly, people are sort of turning their back on religion, and churches are ended up being empty on a Sunday morning or whenever they go these days, even in Ireland. I'm sure that there must be a bit of a decline in the church going. I lived in Ireland for 12 years and I was surprised how religious they were there. Ridiculous, actually, to be quite honest. Anyway, my own little problems went with that. So there you go. I think there's a decline in the Christian side of things. And then this Islam thing seems to be growing. They're doing their best to convert as many people as possible and bring people to their cause. And I knew an English man who converted to Muslim. I mean, he did it because his wife was of that faith, and he decided that would be a good thing to do, and maybe he even believed it. He certainly played the part, as it were. He went with it. And I think there could well be a backlash. People are turning to the Christian religion again and the Western world because of the fact that they see it as a way to show their solidarity with Western ways of doing things, or anti-Muslim or anti-Islam. And those of us that are just going about our lives, we're going to be caught in the crossfire, and that's not good. So, just a few thoughts about the way that the world's going. And the way that there's going to be more of this division and tribal warfare between religions. And I've had enough. I think it's time to stop this sort of misbehaving. And if there was someone looking over, we know there's no God, so, but if there was someone looking over, they'd say, just get a grip and stop it. We don't need any of this nonsense. And if there was some sort of way of putting an end to this, it should be put an end to. So this is Dave Allen rambling and wittering on about religion and feeling sorry for that poor soul that got killed and his family. And I do hope that we can have a more peaceful world and one non-influenced by religion. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.